You're listening to Capital Radio. This is Brian Rust welcoming you to another Mardi Gras, our carnival of the best in vintage popular music. But this week I'm not playing any jazz other than the signature tune, as I thought for a change we'd have some happy listening to songs that stopped the show during the last 60 years or so.
Vitality. It matters more than personality, originality, or topicality, for its vitality that made all those top liners tops. Vitality. They each had individuality, but in reality, their speciality was a vitality enough to make hits out of flops. They could knock you for six. They had vigor and drive. They know microphone tricks. They were live, live, live vitality. The stars who gained their immortality, you with finality, the practicality of something that's lacking in us. They all had vitality plus. Do you remember Gertie Miller? Ah, you wouldn't, I'm afraid. Marty Lloyd and Vesta Tilly's Swagger Cave. Lily Elsie as the widow. Josie Collins as the maid. Dear old Roby, Billy Merson at the lane. Ah, some gone, and some who still are the tops of any bill. Give me Gracie Fields in place of any crooner. Hetty King, still debonair. Phyllis Dare and Zena Dare. G.H. Eliot in the Lily of Laguna. Let the charm school keep on charming. Let the bobby soxes fawn. If you want to see vitality, see Dorothy and Sean.
Vitality. It matters more than personality, originality, or topicality, for its vitality that made all those top liners tops. Vitality. They each had individuality, but in reality, their speciality was a vitality enough to make hits out of flops. All the stars of the past are remembered today, and the reason they lost, they were gay, gay, gay.
Vitality. The stars who gain their immortality, you with finality, the practicality of something that's lacking in us. They all had vitality plus. They had vigor, they were bigger, they had wonderful attack. They were workers, never shirkers, never blasey, never slack. They could thrill you, they could fill you with their energy and verve. They were servants of the public, and by golly did they serve. They were singers who were singers, nothing candle, nothing tinned. They were artists to the fingertips. Oh, I'm getting short of wind. They were zealous, they were jealous of the fame that they had won. They were vital, each entitled to their star, and they were fun. And if you think that their vitality has vanished, well, it's rot. There's a certain Mr. Churchill who's still got quite a lot. And if you're getting really personal, I think that you'll agree, as a sample and example of vitality, there's me.
Vitality. The stars who gain their immortality, you win finality, the practicality of something that's lacking with us. They all have vitality.
All have vitality.
All have vitality plus.
Yes, that's what stopped the show, is vitality. And there's no doubting Cicely Courtnage's being full of that elusive quality. She sang that number by Ivan Novello in his last show, Gaze the Word, at the Savile in 1951. How about some more examples of that vitality? It doesn't have to be a series of quick-fire tongue-twisters. If it's there, if the artists have it, they make us feel it, even in romantic numbers. The longest-running musical in the years between 1914 and 1945, covering the wars and the years between, was Chu Chin Chow, which opened at His Majesty's on August the 31st, 1916, and ran for close on 5 years. Strangely, very little was ever recorded by members of the cast, but fortunately, one of these was a young girl named Violet Essex, possessed of a superbly trained soprano voice and a vitality that stopped the show night after night and comes across to us now, even with acoustic recording, in the big hit, Anytime's Kissing Time.
You think the time for love.
love has no charm, no meaning, till man has reached his prime. But in this world, you ought to know, any time kissing a toy.
The incomparable Violet Essex in Chu Chin Chow. Whatever happened to her, I wonder? Anybody know? Then, after the war, came a girl from Minneapolis, Edith Day, as the star in the title role of Irene at the Empire Theatre in 1920. She subsequently starred in Rosemarie, The Desert Song, Showboat and Rio Rita, but it was Alice Blue Gown in Irene that stopped the show and captured London for her. Edith Day, singing as she did in Irene in 1920. Back with some more showstoppers after the break.
Take the family to the Castrol Great Motoring Extravaganza. There are special tickets to take you from most mainline stations right into the exhibition. The Castrol Great Motoring Extravaganza opens 2 p.m. August 1st at Olympia.
Cinderella, you're so divine, so beautiful. Be mine.
Oh, Prince, you are so charming. Oh, but I must go. I have a secret no one must know.
This can't be true. Please, wait. Stay, I beg you. It's only 8.
Oh, I'm such a failure with men. My greasy hair has blown it again.
Now, don't cry, my dear. Your fairy godmother's here, and I've brought along Reban shampoo, especially made for girls like you. Now, just follow the directions.
Well, there she is. Look at her hair. I'd know Cinderella anywhere.
Cinderella's the girl for you, thanks to me and to Reban shampoo.
Used regularly, Reban shampoo frees damsels from greasy hair.
Isn't it good to know? Have an old radio.
Drabble speaking. The ransom is $1,200,000 in diamonds. Two men in a jeep were blown up yesterday by explosive molded into their seats. Think that over for a while.
Michael Caine is caught in a deadly game that ends at the Black Windmill.
Drabble, you hear me? Drabble!
The Black Windmill, the ultimate exercise in controlled terror.
At the Empire Leicester Square now, Certificate A.
Welcome back to Mardi Gras. 1920 was the year that young Binny Hale appeared in a revue at the Vaudeville called Jumble Sale. But her show-stopping number that will always be associated with her is Tea for Two, among the many lovely things she sang in No, No, Nanette at the Palace Theatre in 1925. Here's the original recording by Binny Hale and Seymour Beard as they sang it then.
I'm discontented with home that I've rented, so I have invented my own. Darling, this place is a lover's oasis where life's weary chase is unknown. Far from the cry of a city where flowers pretty caress a stream. Cozy to hide in, to live side by side in, don't let it abide in my dream. And then just picture you upon my knee. Just me for two, and two for tea. Just me for you, and you for me alone.
Nobody near us, near us.
No friends or relations, on weekend vacations. We won't have it known, feel that we own the telephone.
The day will break when I'll awake.
I planned it, can't you understand it? It's yours to command it, so do.
All of your schemes I'm admiring, they weren't desiring, but can't you see? I'd rather wait here for some future day, dear. It won't be too late, dear, for me. Please, be upon your knee, just leave for two, for me. Just me for you, and you for me alone.
Is nobody near us, to see us or hear us? No friends or relations, on weekend vacations. We won't have it known, dear, that we own the telephone.
Delightful Binny Hale and Seymour Beard as they sang in No, No, Nanette, 1925. Later that year, at the Gaiety, there was a show called The Blue Kitten, mostly featuring American numbers by Rudolf Frimmel, but with this superb bit of nonsense that could be a send-up of Gilbert and Sullivan, written by Howard Carr, who conducted the orchestra, and sung by the irrepressible comedian W.H. Berry. It stopped the show all right.
Mm-hmm. foggy and dark. So cut out that stuff about up with the lark. If a loud knock breaks your repose, pretend you can't hear and crawl under the clothes. But when the sun shines and the birds gaily sing, then open your bonny blue eyes to the spring and call for the butlers and footmen to bring. Breakfast in bed, breakfast in bed. Snuggle down warm till the papers you've read. Propped up with pillows, your joy is complete, with lovely fat bacon all staining the sheet. What was it Gladstone in 92 said? Give them home rule and their breakfast in bed. Britons, of course, shall not be slaves, for now it is Marcel who rules all the waves. Still just to live, somehow we try, cause death duties make it too costly to die. But gladly we'll pay all the taxes we can, for Baldwin is now thinking out a new plan to give every day to the poor working man. Breakfast in bed, breakfast in bed. Fresh eggs and bacon or grilled ham instead. Cafe au lait and some nice buttered rolls. Then they can dress and pop round for their dolls. This was the reason why Russia turned red. The Tsar wouldn't give them their breakfast in bed.
W.H. Berry in The Blue Kitten in 1925. There's no doubting the vitality of the gaucherie of the late Gertrude Lawrence either, who starred in George Gershwin's musical O.K., first in New York and then in London, and who made a special hit with this number, Someone to Watch Over Me.
Ooh.
Gertrude Lawrence, one of our most successful exports to America. Now let's listen to an artist who reversed that, the American bass singer Paul Robeson, who brought the house down night after night at Drury Lane in 1928 in one of Jerome Kern's greatest musicals, Showboat.
Darkies all work on the Mississippi, darkies all work while the white folk play, pulling them bulls from the dawn to sunset, getting no rest till the judgment day.
Don't look up and don't look down, the dawn does make the white folk frown. Bend your knees and bow your head, and pull that rope until you're dead.
Let me go away from the Mississippi, let me go away from the white man boss. Show me that stream called the River Jordan, that's the old stream that I long to cross.
In Showboat. Now let's have a reminder of a superb dancer and light comedian, Jack Buchanan, who stopped the show when he and Elsie Randolph sang Fancy Our Meeting in That's a Good Girl at the Hippodrome in 1928. Both these artists had terrific vitality, and they made it sound so very easy.
Yeah. just by chance I met you passing by. Don't know why, I shall not forget you. Though it may not fret you, I shall sigh at the thought of saying goodbye. For I feel a friendship I'm discarding. It's like taking hopes away from adding. Fancy a meeting for just one fond greeting, when days are so fleeting and a few. Dream worth the dreaming come true. Though I know I am too poor to be reckless, dear, someday I'll buy you a necklace, dear, necklace, dear.
Jack Buchanan and Elsie Randolph, one of the strongest partnerships in musical comedy in the 20s and 30s. And we'll be back with some more after the break.
Rhodes, the complete Greek holiday for this summer. Go now with Olympic Holidays. See your travel agent or phone 01-727-8050. That's 01-727-8050.
Avenue Radio.
Welcome back to Mardi Gras. Not all the musicals of the 20s and 30s were of the frothy type, though. Sigmund Romberg provided music to such dramatic and action-filled shows as The Student Prince, The Desert Song, and The New Moon. And our next record is from that show, which was a smash hit at Drury Lane in 1929, due mainly to the great artist Evelyn Leigh.
The day I met you
Evelyn lay in the new moon. By the turn of the 20s and 30s, the war wounds were healing, and London was ready to welcome several very vigorous and tuneful German shows. Frederica, Waltzes from Vienna, The White Horse Inn, and this one, also at Drury Lane, The Land of Smiles, with music by Franz Lehár, whose score of The Merry Widow had captured Edwardian London nearly a quarter of a century before. It also introduced a fine German tenor who, like many of his countrymen, couldn't accept Hitler and stayed in England until his death 18 years later, Richard Tauber. Here is his original German recording of the hit song of the show, You Are My Heart's Delight, Dein ist mein ganzes Herz. Richard Tauber in 1931 in A Land of Smiles, You Are My Heart's Delight. That year, a very vivacious German set London laughing by his almost goonish knockabout comedy, as demonstrated in this record of Mousy from the show Victoria and Her Hussar. He was Oscar Denisch, and his girlfriend was Barbara Dew.
Inspiring, Mousy, la-da-da. Honeymoons are rather tiring, Mousy, la-da-da.
I shall never tire of you, my dear.
Oh, the very love.
We've so much to do when we're
together. Mousy, what did we do last night?
In the night.
It seemed all right.
It was right, very right.
What was it quite? Blah, blah, blah. Hey, I love to thank them all. Let's see. What can we do all day?
Do today, all today.
I feel so gay.
Very gay, so gay.
I can't help loving. Blah, blah, blah.
There are some things we still might
Malty from Victoria and Her Hussar by Oscar Denish and Barbara Diou. Yes, it sounds pretty corny now, doesn't it? But it was a huge success in 1931 at the Palace. And by the autumn of 1932, economic conditions had reached rock bottom, and Americans were singing Brother, Can You Spare a Dime? But in London at the Adelphi, a new Noel Coward review called Words and Music took a satirical look at manners and modes of the times, notably the English themselves. The cast included a young man named John Mills. And though the cast didn't record much of their material, the author himself made an imperishable record of Mad Dogs and Englishmen.
In tropical climes there are certain times of day when all the citizens retire to take their clothes off and perspire. It's one of those rules the greatest fools obey, because the sun is far too sultry and one must avoid its ultraviolet ray. The natives grieve when the white men leave their huts, because they're obviously, definitely nuts. Mad dogs and Englishmen go out in the midday sun. The Japanese don't care to, the Chinese wouldn't dare to. Hindus and Argentines sleep firmly from 12 to 1, but Englishmen detest a siesta. In the Philippines they have lovely screens to protect you from the glare. In the Malay states there are hats like plates which the Britishers won't wear. At 12 noon the natives swoon and no further work is done, but mad dogs and Englishmen go out in the midday sun. It's such a surprise for the Eastern eyes to see that though the English are effete, they're quite impervious to heat. When the white man rides, every native hides in glee, because the simple creatures hope he will impale his soul a topi on a tree. It seems such a shame when the English claim the earth that they give rise to such hilarity and mirth. Mad dogs and Englishmen go out in the midday sun. The toughest Burmese bandit can never understand it. In Rangoon, the heat of noon is just what the natives shun. They put the Scotch or rye down and lie down. In a jungle town where the sun beats down to the rage of man and beast, the English garb of the English Saab merely gets a bit more creased. In Bangkok, at 12 o'clock, they foam at the mouth and run. But mad dogs and Englishmen go out in the midday sun. Mad dogs and Englishmen go out in the midday sun. The smallest Malay rabbit deplores this foolish habit. In Hong Kong, they strike a gong and fire off a noonday gun to reprimand each inmate who's in late. In the mangrove swamps where the python romps, there is peace from 12 to 2. Even caribous lie around and snooze, for there's nothing else to do. In Bengal, to move at all is seldom, if ever, done. But mad dogs and Englishmen go out in the midday, 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 out in the midday sun.
Noel Coward singing Mad Dogs and Englishmen from Words and Music, Vitality Plus. I hope you enjoyed that, Christine Chappell, and thank you very much for your charming letter. During the troubled 30s, it was the cinema that seemed to provide more smash hits, but as the curtain of the Victoria Palace went up on a December night in 1937 on Me and My Girl, it was soon obvious that here was a great new show. This recording was actually made during a subsequent performance in the theatre of the stars Lupino Lane and Teddy St. Denis doing the Lambeth Walk.
East is east and west is west. We can no more walk the Mayfair way than they can walk the Lambeth way.
You don't understand. Lambeth, you've never seen. The skies ain't blue, the grass ain't green. We haven't got the Mayfair touch, but that don't matter very much. We play a different way, not like you, but a bit more gay. And when we have a bit of fun, oh boy, any time you're Lambeth way, any evening, any day, you'll find us all doing the Lambeth Walk. Every little Lambeth gal takes along her Lambeth pal. You'll find us all doing the Lambeth Walk. Everything's bright and breezy, do as you darn well please. Why don't you make your way there, stay there, play there. Once you get down Lambeth way, any evening, any day, you'll find yourself doing the Lambeth Walk.
Any time, your Lambeth way, any evening, any day,
Me and my girl with Lupino Lane and Teddy St. Denis and company, Lambeth Walk. It was still running when war came in 1939, and during the next 6 years there were many musical shows that have mostly been forgotten. Then in 1947 came the first of the new style American successes that combined stark drama with music, almost in the manner of grand opera, with scores by Richard Rodgers. Oklahoma, Carousel, South Pacific, all at Drury Lane between 1947 and 1951. Songs such as Some Enchanted Evening made an impact 23 years ago that has never lost its effect. And here it is, sung as it was then by Wilbur Evans. Star of South Pacific in Some Enchanted Evening. A little over a year later, at Her Majesty's Theatre, the American show Paint Your Wagon opened with a British cast that included Sally Ann Howes and her father Bobby, and the matinee idol of the 20s played the part of a disillusioned old Western pioneer who sang Wandering Star a long time before Lee Marvin.
I thought this was your home, Pa.
No, I'm moving on, Jen. Some folks ain't meant to settle down. I guess I'm one of them. I was born under a wandering star. I was born under a wandering star. Pain foot can kill you, sitting still's a curse, but a settle down can drive you mad, moving on is worse. I was born under a wandering star. When I learned to talk the word, they taught me what goodbye. Adam wears my hat is all I need until I die. Aching for to stop, always aching for to go. Searching but for what I never will know. I was born under a wandering star. A wandering, wandering star.
Bobby Howes as he appeared in Paint Your Wagon. And we'll be back with some more after the break.
Hi, this is Robbie Barish. This Saturday on Night Flight, Capital presents a special program of tribute to Duke Ellington. It will feature 5 hours of Ellington's music played live by 12 of this country's finest musicians, including, just to name a few, pianist Stan Tracy and John Taylor, sax player Alan Skidmore, and vocalist Norma Winston. Join us at 1 a.m. this Saturday night for Night Flight.
Welcome back to Mardi Gras. And the popularity of American imports reached its height with a very transatlantic show with words and music by Irving Berlin at the Coliseum in 1952. It was Call Me Madam, with Billy Worth and Anton Walbrook, Sharni Wallace and Jeff Warren, and, would you believe, Arthur Lowe, Captain Mannering of Dad's Army, as an American senator.
The presidential year will soon be drawing near.
The people soon will choose their favorite song.
I wonder what they'll do in 1952. I wonder who they'll send to Washington.
They like Ike, and Ike is good on a mic. They like Ike,
but Ike says he don't wanna.
That makes Ike the kind of fella they like. And what's more, they seem to think he's gonna.
But Truman won't get out, they're in for plenty of fights.
Truman won't get out, he's got squatter's rights.
But they like Ike, and Ike is good on a mic. And they know the votes that he can carry.
But don't forget to carry.
Yeah, but they like Ike.
For nearly 20 years, we've had the people's cheers. The Democrats continue to advance.
Of course they could arrange to make a sudden change, but none's around who seems to have a chance.
La-di-da-da, they like Ike, and Ike is good on a mic. They like Ike,
but Ike says he's not fitting.
That makes Ike the kind of fellow they like. And what's more, they seem to think he's kidding.
But Harry won't consent, they'll get a suck on the jaw.
Republican president, that's against the law.
But if it's Ike, your chief can go on a mic. And we boys will see that he don't tarry.
Please don't do that to Harry.
But they die.
The rock age, the space age, was drawing near. The Permissive Society, the Angry Young Men, Hare and Oh Calcutta were just around the corner. In 1954, Sandy Wilson took a nostalgic look at the styles of the 20s in The Boyfriend at Wyndham's. Anne Rogers and Anthony Hayes played their parts and sang their songs to packed houses for many months. Remember A Room in Bloomsbury?
All I want is a room in Bloomsbury.
Just a room that will do for you and me.
One room's enough for us, though it's on the top floor. Life may be rough for us, but its troubles we'll ignore. On a wintry night, I'll light a fire.
Everything I shall do as you desire. You'll be sitting
and you'll be knitting, and so contented we'll be in our dear little room in Bloomsbury. A life of wealth does not appeal to me at all. Do you agree at all?
I do.
The mere idea of living in a palace is so full of fallacies.
That's true.
I've got a very different sort of scheme in mind. It's just a dream designed for two. Would you care to hear about it, dear?
Would I care to? Can you doubt it, dear? All we want is a room in Bloomsbury. Just a room that will do for you.
Reading a book,
I'll cook a stew. Then I'll bake a plum duff, enough for two.
In our attic we'll be ecstatic, as lovebirds upon a tree. All we want is a room in Bloomsbury.
Anne Rogers and Anthony Hayes in The Boyfriend, in one of the songs that stopped the show. And I'm sorry to say now it's time I stop this show. This is Brian Rust wishing you good night. Hope you enjoyed these memories of musical theatre, and that you'll join me again next week for another Mardi Gras, our carnival of the best in vintage popular music, and next week, all that jazz.